feel like you're entering into a problem right off the rip. There's nothing worse than having an issue right off the bat. With the accessibility of travel and the rise of communication that we all get to experience each day, truly, I feel like now more than ever, we're so interconnected and that the earth really is so small. Nothing stays the same. It's our responsibility to take those moments and to maximize them. In 2025, that was one of the biggest lessons that I've learned that I will carry into 2026. Welcome back to another episode of the Chats with Clark podcast. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And the point of today's episode, episode 65, is to reflect on some lessons that I've learned from 2025. So let's run through it, starting off with number one, to address tasks as they come up. One of my goals heading into 2025 was to not let things compile in my life, was to really take the bull by the horns. And when something needed to be done that was rather trivial and wasn't going to last much time, to actually just do that thing, right? It's not letting the dirty load of laundry get too big or not letting the clean load of laundry need put away forever and just left there. It's taking that task and doing it as it comes up. So instead of the I'll handle it tomorrow approach, I really tried to knock out small things that came about during each day. And I found this to be so fruitful. So instead of the I'll handle that tomorrow approach, I really tried to embody the notion of, you know what, I'm going to handle that right now. So that tomorrow, whenever the things of tomorrow come about, it hasn't turned into this big, compiling, overwhelming feeling of, oh my gosh, now I have so much to do. Because when we have so many things, it's so cloudy and it clouds our judgment on things. So for me, what I found was that I felt less overwhelmed, less stressed by creating an environment that has just been, again, fruitful. It has been clean. We all know that when our space, our work environment, our living arrangements are basically a mess, or that there's seemingly a task everywhere you look and you're like, oh, I got to do that. Oh, I got to do that. That is one of the worst feelings. And so to counteract that, one of my goals for 2025, which I thought went wonderfully, was to take things as they come up. So even if it's at the end of the day, if you have something that comes about in the morning, you're like, oh, I need to do that at the end of the day, at least you're getting it done in that day so that it doesn't carry over into the next day. It's kind of, my sister was preparing for a flight recently and she had a baggage situation where it might have been over, it might not have been. And I was like, Julia, I feel like you're entering into a problem right off the rip. It's kind of the same way, like you don't want to go into something knowing, oh man, I kind of got to deal with that when I get to it sort of thing. There's nothing worse than having an issue, if you will, quote unquote issue, right off the bat. In 2025, that was one of the biggest lessons that I've learned that I will carry into 2026 and really to want to get even better at it. So number one, address tasks as they come up. Number two, I learned very intimately how small Earth is and how interconnected we all are. Over the last year, this podcast has reached thousands upon thousands of people across several different countries, which is number one, such a blessing. So thank you very much to all of our listeners who take the time to dive in during each episode with us, to join our guests and me in a conversation that hopefully has been so relevant to your life and to share it with the people that you love. And then number two, it is just an absolute testimony to, again, the opportunity that we have and how interconnected we are, given the notion of really the technology that allows us to interact with people from all over the world. I was spending time visiting a buddy in LA over the summer, and we went down over to the Venice Beach area, and we were just waiting to go into a restaurant bar, and I ran into a girl that I had known from my home of Cleveland, Ohio, and it's someone that I had known since high school. It struck me. It's such an awesome experience, right? You're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing to see you. This is incredible. We're across the whole country and I'm running into you from a hometown of Cleveland. And that's so amazing to me, because the chances of running into someone like that is seemingly such an anomaly. And it's almost impossible, right? And I think that perhaps that impossible, seemingly not likely, and totally not likely reality is what makes it all the better. With the accessibility of travel and the rise of communication that we all get to experience each day, truly, I feel like now more than ever, we're so interconnected and that the earth really is so small. So my goal for 2026, then in response to that lesson from 2025, that earth is small, is to keep diving into that and appreciate the fact that you can contact people, we all can contact people, you plural can contact people and dive into this bountiful, beautiful world, from hopping on a plane, from hopping into our car, from just diving into a phone call, a FaceTime with someone from different parts of the world, and really experience it and expand our reach. And I think that really is just so incredible. running into her in a restaurant in Venice Beach, not knowing she would be there, her not knowing I would be there, not having seen her in years, is such an anomaly, yet it happened. And that stands out to me very, very pivotally over from looking back at this past year. Number three, bad habits can be broken. So often, especially when we're doing our New Year's resolutions and looking back on our year past and trying to set goals for the year ahead, I feel like we think that maybe bad habits actually can't, or that they're impossible to kick, and that they're just gonna have their teeth sunk into us for the foreseeable future. But I can attest to you firsthand that that is not the case. My family, so many people around me, bite their nails. And I was one of those serial nail biting individuals that, for God knows what reason, at some point, as disgusting as it is, you'd end up biting my nails. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person anymore. It's not something I wanted to have as part of the image. I think it looks almost insecure. And I never felt that way. I didn't feel insecure. I didn't feel nervous. And it wasn't a response to that. But that is the persona that it gives off. Number one, didn't like that. And then number two, it's kind of gross. I mean, you're just sticking your fingers in your mouth. That wasn't cutting it for me. So I put to myself, I said, you know, in 2025, this is it. I'm done. I'm done biting my nails. And here we are sitting here in January of 26. And these nails look great. But it just struck me, because to break the habit, I just made a mental decision. I said, you know, this is it. I didn't go with all the gimmicks. I didn't try to put something gross on my nails that if I went to do, just know that any time that it came up where I was like, oh, I went to bite my nails, I stopped. And it was forcing my brain to switch on to in a very attentive mode to break it. Breaking bad habits liberates us from the inadequate results of those habits, and it opens the door to new opportunities to take the place of whatever those bad habits were. So why not push ourselves in 2026 to identify even just one bad habit that we can kick to the curb and leave behind? Why not push ourselves in 2026 to kick even just one bad habit? Think about it. If we kick one bad habit a year, imagine the ripple effect, the butterfly effect of how many good things will take that place and how better we will be each year compiling. That butterfly effect is massive. And even if it's seemingly a trivial or small, maybe not as significant, quote unquote, bad habit, if it's a way that we can improve, then why would we not give that a whirl? That's a big goal for me to 2026. And I encourage all of you to consider the same. Lesson number four deals with loss. My family this year experienced great loss. And it's an aspect of life that I've been blessed to not have really experienced up until this point. But what stood out to me was the inevitability. I know we all talk about, oh yeah, we all know that death and moving on and passing is a guarantee. But once you go through it and once you experience it, it really becomes a focal point of the thought process. And I connected it to this idea of that gut feeling, that voice inside our head that we all have. It's something that we need to act on and really consider and give its due diligence. So I was headed out of town on a Thursday, it was September 11th, for a bachelor party down in Tampa. And for whatever reason, there was something eerie about the notion that it was 9/11. And also around that time, there had been a lot of aviation disasters and catastrophes. And there was something uneasy. There truly was something uneasy about hopping on a plane that day for me. And I kind of was like, I don't like this. I was gearing up the morning for the flight. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go see my mom. I'm going to give her a hug, say what's up to her at work, that kind of thing. So I went, saw her. Great. We had a little bit of coffee. Awesome. I kept having this nagging feeling. I'm like, oh, I should go see Grandma and Grandpa, but I was out of time. I had to get ready to go. I was totally out of time. And unfortunately, I didn't align the time to allow for all of that to happen. And I had seen my grandpa earlier in the week, but it was on Monday. And I was flying on Thursday. So there had been a little bit of time that had passed. All this to say, Saturday morning when he had passed, one of the first thoughts I had was, oh my gosh, I didn't go see him on Thursday, but I had that nagging feeling inside me. I'm like, you want to go see your grandparents, go say hello to them. Same kind of eerie, from the eeriness, like you might as well go see them too, like say hey and that kind of thing. But it was such a unique standout experience to me for many reasons, but what we're focused on is that gut feeling, that voice inside the head that, as I feel like many of us have heard since we were young, we have for a reason. It's that instinctual, It's that innate mind, almost like Jiminy Cricket idea. Like we often think about it in good versus bad, whatever. But that voice inside our head definitely deserves our attention. Really, it kind of encourages me. It's almost like an urge to act on the gut feelings, not impulsively, but to know that they're there for a reason. Acting on that simply could be actually giving it its due diligence, actually putting your thoughts towards it. But acting on our gut feelings because we have them for a reason. And if I were to look back on 2025, that would be one of the biggest aspects of my life that I think would have been beneficial, particularly in this case. And then, of course, you start thinking about others as well. Tying it back into the inevitability, we all have these gut feelings. They're innate. The quote-unquote voice inside our head, or many voices inside our head, but to trust the instinctual feelings that we have is so valuable because they are, again, very innate to us and instinctual, which means that they're there for a reason. Number five, nothing stays the same. This is a phrase that I've heard since growing up, but for 2025, it is one of the biggest lessons that I can take from it. Nothing stays the same. Life is constantly changing, developing, adapting, evolving, and it's our responsibility to take those moments and to maximize them. And it's for us to discern our role in all of this, and it's to do that role the best that we possibly can. Because as life changes and evolves and does all of these things around us, so too does our fit into that puzzle with it, because the puzzle itself is changing. So I feel like with the pace of life, and again, tying it almost back to the interconnectedness, with the pace of life being so fast, we're constantly bebopping back and forth between endless experiences. For 2025, I realized that the more that I focus on what's in front of me and what my role is and look at the bigger picture from that way, where do I fit into all of this each and every day, as opposed to on the grandiose scale, that helped me to just be really present, to experience people at their, hopefully at their fullest and at my fullest, and to try and capitalize on each opportunity that is presented to me throughout the day, because nothing stays the same. And how fleeting are our memories, and how fleeting is time. And not in a bad way, but in its essence, it is that fleeting, and it goes by so quickly. And what a gift it is to be able to take these opportunities, to cherish them, and to hopefully make the most of them too. So for me, heading into 2026, I want to keep using my 1 second every day app. Shout out to the 1 second every day team to just really capture each of these small moments and to be able to look back at my life as a movie. That's a quick little monologue that we'll dive into here. If you are someone who loves, if you're even still listening at this point, you're someone who's trying to value your time and try and dive into a mindset or different mindsets that are beneficial for you. And what that means to me is that you would love the 1 second every day app. They simply, and this is not paid promotion. This is nothing. This is just me loving what they do and working with that team. They're wonderful. The app is incredible. You take a video every single day, and it's again 1 second every day. Quick side note: I like doing a second and a half. It's amazing how long a half second is. It's funny in the context of how fleeting time is. You take a video of 1 second every day, and then at the end of the year or whenever you want, you look back at that time period mashed together. So at the end of the day, at the end of the year, if you do a second every single day, you roughly have a 6 minute video. It's like 6 minute and some change seconds. That's incredible. And so I've been doing this for about 7-8 years now. So it's sooner or later, I'll be able to look back at my life all throughout my 20s and say, this is what I did throughout my 20s. And I'll be able to compile all of those. For me, again, it's like a 9 minute video because I do a second and a half, these 9 minute videos, and say, this is what I did. Most people do it for a calendar year where at the beginning of January, it's a perfect opportunity to start. They have an awesome feature where it pulls from your camera roll. So if you're like, oh, I forgot to take my 1 second deliberately in the moment, you'd be amazed to look back and say, oh my gosh, I had all these camera footage of pictures or videos or whatever from the day anyway. So that is an incredible feature. But for anyone really trying to maximize the notion of being present, of taking care of the moments and living quote unquote fully in them and being aware, the 1 second every day app is a great tool to do that. It's been so incredible for me and throughout just the last 7-8 years of my life. 2025 was a big year for all of us. We all had so many experiences. And if you haven't taken the time to reflect, use this as your urge, your goading to do so. Some of the big lessons for me is, number one, to address tasks as they come up so as to avoid the compiling messiness. It really has allowed for me to have open time in my life and to eliminate some of the overwhelmed feelings that can come from pushing things off. Number two is that Earth is small and how interconnected we are. There's been no better time in the history of humanity where we've been more connected, and the accessibility of that is through the roof. Number three, that bad habits can be broken. And I imagine, and I encourage you to imagine with me, how much different your life would look in just a couple of years by kicking one bad habit every year. Again, the butterfly effect of that is immense. Number four, trust the gut feelings that you have. Trust the voice inside your head that seems to guide you. It's there for a reason. It deserves our thoughts and our attention. It's worth considering. And number five, nothing stays the same. Life is ever changing. It ebbs and it flows, and we are called and we ought to adapt and to find our role in that piece of the, as our piece of the puzzle, and to do it the best that we can. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and I thank you so much for tuning in to episode 65 of the Chats with Clark podcast. It's always a privilege to be here with you. If you found something in this episode that stands out, or if you think that someone would benefit from this conversation, I really encourage you, share this with them, send it to them, let them know that you're thinking of them. There's something really powerful about when we reach out to others and say, hey, this made me think of you, or hey, I really think you'd benefit from this, or hey, what do you think about this? That to me shows that we care about them. So if there is a moment in here where you're like, oh, someone I know really appreciate that, send this to them. And if you haven't hit that subscribe button, I stand by that. I don't know what you're waiting on. We just keep delivering content to you that we think is worth diving into. I'm your host, Joe Clark, signing off of episode 65 of Chats with Clark. Thanks for listening.